This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Revenge, baby, is sweet. Everywhere in the country, conservatives and Republicans and media friends of Donald Trump are calling for the same thing. Let's go after them. But nobody said it before Wayne Root said it. I've been telling you since the day that Mueller began his investigation. You can't stop his investigation. I get that. It would have looked horrible. It would have looked like Trump was guilty. But you could start 20 other investigations. Go after them with the same ferocity they're going after us. Times 10. Go after Hillary. Go after Obama. Go after the Clinton Foundation. Go after Sally Yates. Go after Ben Rhodes. Go after the FBI leadership. Go after the DOJ leadership. Go after the CIA leadership. Go after Silicon Valley collusion. Go after the real Russian collusion. Hillary selling our country out to Russia in the Uranium One scandal. It's time for revenge, folks. This is all just starting. They lit the match. It's time for us to make it explode. Trump is exonerated. 100% victory. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Not even the RJ. My newspaper, with the most ridiculous, misleading headline of the year. I mean, just a joke. Embarrassing. Basically, the headline, I don't even have it in front of me, I don't even care. But the headline basically says, you know, Trump is exonerated, but that doesn't mean he didn't do anything wrong. There's still so much more, really. Because that's not what the Barr report said. Attorney General William Barr said, it's over. There's nothing. You ain't got nothing. Even more than that, Democrats were the ones conspiring. And Republicans, Russians approached us multiple times, and we said no and wanted nothing to do with it every single time. It's over. Democrats have nothing. Trump will roll to a victory in 2020. He will roll over Democrats like a giant dog stepping on ants on the sidewalk. Complete 100% exoneration. The money was wasted, $40 million. 2 years were wasted. There was never an iota of Russian collusion by Donald Trump. He won because Democrats and Hillary Clinton hate middle-class people, hate middle-class white people, have a hatred for capitalism and anyone who owns a business, and all of us realize that. America woke up and threw the bums out. We can't stand the deep state. We can't stand the D.C. swamp. We can't stand the leadership of the FBI and the DOJ, which is all rigged for Hillary and against Trump. And I called this in the Las Vegas Review-Journal in my column, my uber-popular column, a year and a half ago. I got to go look it up in the next break. But it might take a while because I've read hundreds of columns for the RJ in the last 3 years. You know, two a week, and there's 52 weeks in a year, so over 100. So in 3 years, over 300 columns. But it was about a year and a half, 2 years ago that I wrote, it's time to go on the attack. Torah, 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 as the Japanese said when they approached Pearl Harbor. Go on the attack. Be aggressive. It's time to take them all down. All these people were involved in a collusion. There was a collusion, all right. There was a collusion against my man, the greatest modern president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. They tried to destroy him before the election, and when that failed, they tried to destroy him once he was president. And it's time to go get all of them. And that's what he should have done a long time ago. But maybe the advice he got from lawyers, I'm guessing, was you have to wait till this is over. You can't investigate them while they're investigating you. Let them first clear you and then go after them. and they've cleared him. And what can liberals say? Mueller was an obsessed madman, and he still cleared Trump. Because no matter how hard he tried, with 19 Democrat donors as his pit bull lawyers, including Weissman, one of the biggest scumbags in the history of the lawyer's profession, a man who put your mother in prison for doing nothing if it could give him a little more honor, a little more fame, a little more money, a little more credo among lawyers. Same thing with Mueller. Mueller put two guys in prison in Boston who never committed a murder. He knew they never committed the murder. And then he wrote letters to the parole board trying to make sure they never got out. Mueller is dirty as could be. Mueller was on the tarmac for the exchange of uranium in the Uranium One deal. When Hillary sold out this country for $140 million donated to the Clinton Foundation by Russians. And then you have the FISA documents. You have the dossier. The whole thing was a scam and collusion and setup and scandal from day one. And now we got to go get revenge. Got to go take out all these people. Got to take them down. Put them in prison for years to come. Comey, McCabe, all the FBI leadership, send them to prison. Let them rot. They're all criminals. But only one guy knew that they were the bad ones, and this was from day one. Saul Alinsky, look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame it on the other guy. You see a commie in the mirror, which is the whole Democratic Party? Then what you got to do is say Trump's involved with the Russians. He's the traitor. He's the sellout. And he's involved with the commies. There it is, right there. Democrats are commies. Democrats are traitors. Democrats are frauds. Democrats are sellouts. Democrats are corrupt. Democrats are bought and paid for. The nerve of them. Fox News hired Donna Brazile. And Donna Brazile's commentary over the weekend, the single most embarrassing piece of crap ever written in the history of politics. From beginning to end, she wrote a commentary, this Mueller thing is wonderful because we need election integrity and there's nothing wrong with it. We were just fighting for election integrity and it's all about election integrity. Who wrote it? Donna Brazile, who handed the debate questions to Hillary Clinton, just like the cheating college parents who paid for someone else to take their kid's exam. That was Hillary and that was Donna Brazile. She should be banned from politics and media for the rest of her life. She is a fraud. She is a cheater. And she tried to fix it so Hillary would win the Democratic nomination. How much money was put in a bank account for you, Donna Brazile, to fix the election? How much? I want to know. What were your 10 pieces of gold? Which you flew in on a broom. To meet another witch who flew in on a broom. Donna Brazile and Hillary, two witches that belong together. She's talking about election integrity. What a joke. And she's doing it not on CNN, the fraudulent network, communist news network, fake news network, not on MSNBC. She's doing it on Fox News. What a disgrace. Election integrity. If there's anyone who could ever written about election integrity, it's not you, darling. NBC's Welker, Kristen Welker, on Mondays Today, reacted to FBI Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, not finding any evidence of coordinating or conspiring in the 2016 presidential election between President Trump, campaign of Russia, and Welker said Mueller's conclusion, a definitive political victory for President Trump and his allies, adding the cloud of collusion that surrounded Trump is now gone. It's loomed large of his presidency for 2 years, and it has been lifted. Finally, some honesty. And what a good day today was. Mark Garagos, co-conspirator in Michael Avenatti's alleged $20 million extortion scheme. Avenatti's going to go to jail for many years to come. Mark Garagos, fired by CNN, could go to jail for many, many years to come. Michael Avenatti charged with extortion after threatening Nike for $20 million plus. These are the criminals that went after Trump. These are the bad guys. Stormy Daniels lying on her back for a living. Thought she was going to take Trump. And meanwhile, Michael Avenatti took her. What a joke. And you know who's next? Ilhan Omar is next. As sure as I'm standing here, the same way Avenatti was on CNN and MSNBC 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As sure as I'm standing here, Ilhan Omar is going down. Latest news report out. feds were informed that Ilhan Omar married her brother, and they did nothing about it, let her get elected the Muslim congresswoman, the first Somali Muslim congresswoman. U.S. and British officials have been informed that the man to whom Ilhan Omar was married for 8 years is her brother, according to a reporter who investigated the claim. David Steinberg of PJ Media told Glenn Beck in a radio interview based on information he has published, information now being vetted by lawyers, he concludes that Ahmed Nur Elmi is Omar's brother. He said Wednesday the governments of the United States and London certainly were told this person was her brother on numerous occasions. When Omar ran for a state legislative seat in 2016 at Congress last year, she was confronted with charges she had committed immigration fraud by marrying her brother. She vehemently denies the claim, but her suppression of records. Remind you of anybody? Remind you of Barack Obama, who suppressed his records as my classmate at Columbia University? What do you know about Obama at Columbia? Nothing. What do you know about how he got in? Nothing. What do you know about the time he served there? Nothing. What do you know about his grades? Nothing. What do you know about how he got in? Was it as a foreign exchange student from Indonesia? You don't know. He has never let his records get out. He has suppressed his records. Nevertheless, investigations by conservative media outlets, PJ Media and Alpha News have uncovered evidence that even the Associated Press has found compelling. 1 week after Omar became the first Somali-American elected to a state legislature, an anonymous post appeared on a Somali community discussion site claiming the man who she was married at the time, Elmi, was her brother. The Powerline blog followed up asking whether Omar was married to two men, Elmi and Ahmad Hershey, the father of her three children. So she's guilty of fraud and bigamy. The Star Tribune of Minneapolis examined Omar's marital records, which showed she had been legally married to Elmi since 2009, but never been legally married to Hershey. The paper concluded there was no evidence that Elmi is Omar's brother. I'll finish the rest when I get back. Steinberg summarized his evidence for Beck. Of course it's her brother. Of course she was married to two men at once. Of course she committed immigration fraud. And of course she's a Jew hater. Get rid of her. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Great day in Trump land. Great day. Victory. Victory. Got your Viking horns on? Victory. Trump exonerated. All of us exonerated. He won the election because the Democratic Party is a group of radical communist traitors to the United States of America. That's why he won the election. Had nothing to do with Russian collusion. They're the Russian colluders. But they practiced Solinsky's. They looked in the mirror. They saw what traitors they were, what treason they've committed, what communists they are, what radical America haters and Jew haters they are, how they want to destroy capitalism, turn us into a socialist nation. And they blamed it all on Trump and tried to frame him for Russian collusion. Brilliant, by the way, brilliant. Except we're going to take you all down. You're all going to prison. It's all happening now. Unless, here's the only other thing I can guess, unless it was radical and strange that Mueller out of the blue issued that kind of an exoneration. It was shocking. It was unexpected. And the only other thing I could think of is that Trump's people went to him and said, here's the deal, my friend. You and everyone with you is going to prison for 20 years, maybe for life, because you're all kind of old. So you're going to die in a prison cell. And Hillary's going to die in a prison cell. And maybe, just maybe, Obama's going to go to prison. Unless you issue a report that clears Trump, because we know there's nothing there. So don't try and issue a report that says we didn't have the evidence, but there's no question in my mind Trump did it. Don't even begin to do that. If you're smart and you clear them, we won't come after all of you. That's the only other thing I could think about. If they don't go after these people, then maybe a deal was cut so that they'd all be spared prison time themselves. I sure hope that's not the case, because I want revenge. I want every one of these people in prison. Everyone involved with the Uranium One deal in prison. And the person I want to be kicked out of the United States to be deported is Ilhan Omar. That woman needs to be deported if there's ever been anyone that needed to be deported. A Jew hater, an anti-Semite, wants to destroy Israel. The most prejudiced Jew hater in the history of the United States House. Never let someone like that in before. Publicly, I'm sure there's been Jew haters privately. We all know what the Kennedy's father was like, Joe Kennedy. And there were many other like him that didn't like Jews in the 1940s. But in modern times, there's never been anyone in America like this. Publicly. And she's got to go. She married her brother. That's pretty clear now. So the Star Tribune of Minneapolis examined Omar's marital records, and they claimed that there was no evidence she married her brother. Steinberg summarized the evidence today for Glenn Beck. Steinberg being David Steinberg of PJ Media. He pointed out while Elmi was attending high school in St. Paul, Minnesota, he lived at the home of a man named Nur Saeed Elmi Mohammed, who turns out to be Omar's father. Steinberg said he has witnessed records of people stating Muhammad also is the father of Ahmed Elmi. Most of what I have published has been ignored, the reporter said. And the one or two times she's been confronted by establishment media, nobody has brought that up. In addition, Steinberg found from 2009 to 2011, both Elmi and Omar were attending North Dakota State University and living at the same address. But Omar's first husband, Hersey, was also living at that address, along with their two children, and a subsequent address to which they moved. When the issue came up in 2017 during her run for Congress, Omar filed for divorce from Elmi. She claimed in a sworn statement she had not seen him since 2011 after searching in vain. Every single question she asked on that form is a provable lie, a provable instance of perjury, counting nine lies. All over her social media, she's having contact with Ahmed Elmi from 2011 to 2015 that included a photo of them together in London where Elmi was living. This woman's a bigamist and an immigration fraud. And I'm looking right at the picture in London with her in a photo with the guy who was her brother she was married to. Steinberg said he contacted Elmi in 2016. He admits being the person in the photo, but says he was just at some event and doesn't know who the woman is standing next to him. Beck laughed. Steinberg said he ruled out there being another person with the name Ahmed Nur Saeed Elmi. There was no one with that name his age in the United States or England. Wow. This woman is bad news. She needs to go to jail and then be immediately deported out of the United States. Nobody could tell you it didn't happen. It happened. There's so much more to talk about. By the way, a man claims Fox News anchor Shepard Smith sexually assaulted him. Yes, a man. Shepard Smith is gay. He told him no, pushed him off, and Shep Smith just kept going. Oh, the fun is just starting, folks. Mueller going down. Comey going down. McCabe going down. The DOJ and the FBI leadership going down. Silicon Valley's next. You're going down. Shepard Smith, you're going down. Ilhan Omar, you're going down. Oh, don't think of that in a sexual way now. I just meant she's going to lose her job and be deported out of the United States. Shep Smith, well...
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he thinks Special Counsel Robert Mueller acted honorably.
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's 100% the way it should have been. I wish it could have gone a lot sooner, a lot quicker.
President Trump making those comments at the White House, so Mueller concluded that there was no collusion or conspiracy between the president's 2016 campaign and Russia. A dozen alleged participants in the biggest college admissions bribery case pled not guilty in a Boston federal court on Monday. 50 people, including actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, have been indicted. They are both due in a Los Angeles court on April 3rd. Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri will be threatened with more flooding as waters, though, do retreat in the Midwest. The National Weather Service believes that as snow melts in Montana and the Dakotas, that will bring more floods to Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This
is WAR Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, I got so excited. That's our exoneration. It's such a great day for conservatives, Republicans, pro-Trumpers, always Trumpers. Bad day for never Trumpers. Bad day for liberals. Bad day for commies, America haters, and capitalism haters. Bad day for anyone who couldn't imagine Trump would be reelected in 2020. Trust me. Record this and play it back the day after the 2020 election. Trump's a lock. A big victory coming in 2020. Wayne Allyn Root, you relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, always America first, last, and everything in between, capitalist evangelist, capitalism first, last, and everything in between. How this Jewish son of a butcher made it in America. What a great country. Greatest country in the history of the world ever blessed by God. I am American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I never had time for station ID. We'll get to our guest in just a second, Liz Peek. But I want to make sure I let everyone know you're on USA Radio Network. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR, the most caller-friendly show in America. Call us toll-free from anywhere in the USA at 833-WAR-TALK. All right, we've got our guest, Liz Peek, with us. She is a columnist for Fox News and The Hill. You can follow her on Twitter, at Liz Peek, P-E-E-K. And she's got some great topics today. All of us do, huh? We can't run out of any material today, can we, Liz?
It's a pretty good day. I don't know, you know, I got to tell you that the Mueller report was just a home run, I think, for President Trump. Of course, the Democrats are all sticking to the talking points they were handed out when it came out, which are, yes, but there could have been obstruction of justice, and yes, but we really have to see the whole report, knowing full well that they cannot possibly see the whole report because there are things in it, such as grand jury testimony, that by law cannot be revealed. Who cares? The headline, and even the New York Times ran the headline big and bold, that basically there was no collusion. And you know what? Every American should celebrate that.
And I mean, look, I'm a layman. I'm not a lawyer, although I play one on TV. I've been on TV representing law firms for 20 years now. So I know nothing about the law other than standing in front of a camera and talking about a law firm. So I don't claim I do, but it certainly appears to me as a common sense guy with a Columbia University degree pre-law with my classmate Barack Obama, it certainly seems to me that the only Russian collusion would have been with Hillary and the FISA,
yeah,
right? And the dossier, sure, with help from Russia, Hillary and the Uranium One scandal. It seems to me that those were Russian collusion. And the other thing, Liz Peek, it seems to me that Trump should not only begin a special counselor investigation of the investigators and the FBI and the DOJ and Hillary and the Clinton Foundation and the uranium deal and the FISA document and all of that and the spying and the outing, all of that. But shouldn't there be some sort of separate special counsel named to go after the only collusion that I really think happened, which was Silicon Valley collusion to try and prevent Trump from winning in 16 with manipulation and banning and censorship, and certainly to make the Republicans lose the House in 2018 with manipulation, censorship, and banning. Silicon Valley should be forced to spend $1 billion in legal fees to defend what they've done to every conservative I know in America.
Well, there certainly is a mounting body of evidence that these platforms are not neutral, that they do exhibit political bias, and that they do hurt conservative voices. And I got to tell you, I think it's only going to get worse, because what the government and what a lot of Americans are asking them to do is to more and more surveil, if you will, or watch over the tweets and the Facebook posts and everything else. And we know when that begins to happen, there is even more opportunity for mischief. But, you know, I think that the country wants to move on. I think the country wants to stop relitigating the past. And I'm sure millions of other people really would love to see John Brennan and Clapper and Hillary Clinton all taken to task for the misdeeds. I do hope that Barr will go after Comey and McCabe and the people sort of more central to the hoax, and I think it honestly was a hoax, of this Russian collusion story, and they'll probably wind their way back to Hillary Clinton and maybe Barack Obama. But I do think, you know, look, the country is doing great right now. The economy is moving forward. People are more and more ascribing that success to President Trump. I don't think he needs to go backwards. I don't think he needs to be vindictive. I hope he won't be. And by the way, some of it will be up to his attorney general, I suspect. He seems like a very strong guy. He may think that there really is a need to prosecute some of the people involved in this scandalous surveillance of an American political campaign, et cetera. But, my gosh, there's so much good news here going forward, and I would like to see Trump campaign and win on that, because Democrats really don't have a platform. They are so far left now that they are really sort of walking a political. They're losing the country on so many different fronts. Let's let Trump just win this on policy. I think that would be very uplifting and, frankly, good for the Republican Party.
And I understand what you're saying, but you got to understand, this is so much worse than Watergate. What's Epstein snooping, breaking into headquarters, and snooping through electronic surveillance on the Trump campaign? They committed Watergate in a high-tech way, and someone's got to go after him for it. But I agree with you on everything else you said. I mean, Trump, I think, you know, if he wanted to play it safe and never prosecute anyone right now and just play on the economy, I think he wins by maybe a very wide margin. As Politico reported last week, they said two experts who study elections, not pollsters, but they study economy versus elections, both felt Trump would win by a landslide in 2020. I don't know if it's possible for a Republican to ever again win by a landslide, but I think he could win by an electoral landslide in 2020 if he played it safe. I'm just not a safe guy. I'm like Trump. I'm a gambler. I've been in the gambling industry my entire life, and I always roll the dice. I'd go after these people, and I'd certainly go after Silicon Valley. If you want to leave alone all the bad guys, I would go after Silicon Valley, because I think that we're going to lose a lot of future elections and never be able to win again if you don't stop Google and Facebook and Twitter from manipulating and banning conservatives. That's the problem.
Well, it's an interesting alliance because, of course, you've got people like, you know, some of the people running for president, like Elizabeth Warren, who wants to go after these companies as well. And so, and by the way, I know some conservatives who are totally on board with that. They think they have too much power. They should be broken up. You know, I'm not ready to go there. I'm more of a free market libertarian when it comes to economics and business in the United States. I think that hands-off kind of policy for most of our history is done pretty well by American companies, and these are our greatest American companies. I mean, when you look at the regulatory and tax appetite in Europe now for attacking Google and Apple and so forth, they want their due share because they don't have any companies that can compete. Anyway, I hear you. I get it. I don't like their role in this either. I have had Twitter problems. I'm sure we all have. But I do think the power of public sentiment can go after these companies. I think they can be shamed into neutrality, but I certainly could be wrong.
Now, is it possible? The one thing that really beguiles me, bedevils me, I'm not sure what the right word here is, Liz Peek, but to me it's weird. I was so certain from the beginning that there was nothing there, there was no collusion, and he'd never, Mueller would never be able to prove collusion. He'd have to say in his report, I can't prove it, didn't happen, exonerate Trump. I was certain about all that, but I thought his report would still castigate Trump and destroy Trump with just circumstantial evidence, but it really didn't. Is it possible Trump and his people cut a deal with them? If you go easy on Trump, we're not going to come after all of you and prosecute all of you and declare
no.
a special prosecutor?
No. I really don't think so. I think that Mueller has handled himself in a very neutral and professional way. And I say that mainly, I guess, I mean, I don't know, I have any inside track here, but I think probably because we really haven't seen leaks of the kind that have, as you say, bedeviled every other kind of investigation and all the stuff that went ahead of that. I do think that the sort of leaving out there the whole obstruction of justice issue for, you know, it's sort of like in the eye of the beholder commentary, I think that was Mueller kind of slamming Trump for constantly referring to this whole investigation as a witch hunt and belittling Mueller and so forth and so on. Mueller got his own back, in a sense, by leaving that hanging over the White House, because the Democrats are going to continue to run with that. What, and we all know that the that what Barr said is true. If there is no underlying crime,
there is no obstruction of justice.
There can't be any obstruction of justice. And saying to Comey privately, hey, can you take it easy on General Flynn, remembering how incredibly flimsy the case was against General Flynn, that seemed like a perfectly reasonable thing to say between two people, and, you know, kind of asking just sort of for a more compassionate view of the thing. Of course, Comey, because he's such a partisan and he hated Donald Trump, made more of that than I think was there. But as far as I know, that's about the only real obstruction of justice action that Trump took. I mean, firing Comey wasn't obstruction of justice. We didn't even, you know, there were whole kinds of reasons for getting rid of Comey, having nothing to do with Russia.
Yeah, no, I had Dershowitz on the show, and I mean, Dershowitz is the smartest legal mind in America, and he said from the beginning on multiple occasions on this very show that a president really can't be found guilty of obstruction of justice for firing someone, because he can fire anybody he wants, anytime
he
wants.
He is justice.
Right, he doesn't need to have a reason. So, hey, Liz, do you want to hang on through the break? I wanted to go over a few more things with you on the other side.
Okay, sure.
All right, so Liz P. columnist for Fox News and The Hill. You can follow her on Twitter, if we're allowed to follow anyone on Twitter, if we're conservatives, at Liz Peek. I say, hey, Liz, on my Twitter page, I went from 0 to 110,000 people, and somehow now I'm back at 80, and it never goes up, even though I have a national radio show and a national TV show. So don't tell me Twitter isn't purposely shadow banning me. I know they are. So
yeah.
Weird things happening. But if you could find her, it's at Liz Peek, P-E-E-K. Wayne Allyn Root, at Real Wayne Root. We'll see you in a sec. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy, a former Marine, fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron Beat the Police, City Hall, and Stage 4 Cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCurryAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now!
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, Cenogenics, the sponsor of this segment of the show. We love our Cenogenics. They are the anti-aging company. Some would call them defying aging company. Some would call them healthy aging company. But either way, they've got 21 clinics all over the United States, main one here in Las Vegas, Nevada, people flying from all over the world. They have the most incredible system, custom-tailored to each individual, that leads to healthy aging. And everybody who sees me, I mean everybody, every person I sees me on TV, every person I see in the real world, they yell, "War!" here around Las Vegas, they all say, "You look like you're 10 years younger. You look better now at 57 than you did at 47. It's kind of amazing. It's kind of a put down of me, but it's a positive for Cenogenics. They did a great job. I'm like Frankenstein now. Cenogenics is the best. You have nothing to lose. The phone call is free. And once you get on the phone with them, the consultation is free. It's a free, no obligation consultation. Just give them a call at 888-YOUNGER. That's 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the United States. Or go to Cenogenics.com. C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S. What do you got to lose? It's free. Find out what they offer. Find out what it costs. If you don't like it, hang up. Simple as that. 888-YOUNGER. Thank you, Cenogenics. We've got Liz Peek. You know, hey, Liz, I want to read you. There's this column out at Zero Hedge. You know Zero Hedge website?
Sure.
MSNBC anchor. On the Avenatti arrest, he says, "My head is officially going to explode. This is the single worst day in the history of the media." I'm telling you, these guys are dying. These guys don't know what to say or do. Avenatti and who's the guy now?
Garagos.
Garagos. And, yeah. Oh, my gosh. And
it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is. And I think the next one's going to be Ilhan Omar. You watch.
Well, I got to tell you, I wrote a piece about Avenatti when he started his ridiculous quest to be the Democrat nominee to run against Donald Trump. And I looked into his background a little bit. This guy is a total low life, has been in trouble with everyone he's ever had any transaction with, whether it's business partners, his wife, all kinds of exes in his life are suing him. He's a bad guy. And this story goes down as one of the most improbable and idiotic things I've ever heard in my life. Can you imagine two lawyers, presumably competent lawyers, although that's questionable, I guess, calling up or talking to Nike and saying they were basically shaking them down for tens of millions of dollars, allegedly, so that they wouldn't release some information that was supposed to be injurious to Nike's stock. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. But, you know, you just have to find it also just unbelievably delicious, because Avenatti has hated Donald Trump, has done everything he can to bring him down, had an unbelievably inflated view of his own importance and obvious competence. And so now he's kind of, you know, enjoying the just desserts. And I say, hurrah. I really... Bad guy.
And I repeat, Ilhan Omar's a bad gal, and I think she's going down next. That's going to be the next one that goes down. I don't know if you saw it today, but there's a reporter out there who says without any question she was married to her brother. It was immigration fraud. Immigration fraud. Nobody ever bothered following up on it. And now they're going to have to follow up on it, because a lot of people don't like her, including her own Democratic Party. They want to run someone against her in her district. You know, she's bad news for the Democratic Party, for everybody.
Yep. I couldn't agree.
I happen to be Jewish. She's bad news, period. She's just a terrible person. But,
well, look, I mean, I think Democrats, you know, they really had a bad couple of days. There's no question about it. I love Kevin McCarthy asking Adam Schiff to step down from chair of the House Intel Committee. And you know what? He's totally right. Adam Schiff doesn't have any credibility. Like so many others, he kept hinting that he had all this sort of inside information about collusion, about money laundering, et cetera, et cetera. You know, that is not the role of a congressman, to basically undermine the president of the United States. And that's what he's been doing right along. I think Kevin McCarthy is totally right.
And you know that Pence spoke, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, it was probably yesterday, I saw this headline.
At APAC, right?
At APAC, yeah, I guess it was yesterday. No, it was Monday morning, it was this morning, I'm looking right at it.
Yeah, it was.
And he asked for Ilhan Omar's removal from the Foreign Affairs Committee. I mean, that's pretty powerful that a vice president of the United States would actually say she ought to, you know, be forced to step down from a Foreign Affairs Committee. But it's so obvious. How could you let somebody be on a Foreign Affairs Committee who has an open hatred towards Israel when she's in charge of basically a relationship with Israel and foreign aid with Israel? Crazy.
Yeah. One of our closest allies. Look, this is a stain on the Democrats. I think they need to rein her in. But then guess what? They aren't able to rein her in, nor are they able to rein in
Ocasio-Cortez. Or Rashida Tlaib.
That's exactly right. And these three continue to get Democrats into trouble, and they're going to continue to do it. And I say, let them go.
Exactly. Interesting. When you said that, the first thing I thought of was it's the biggest stain on the Democratic Party since Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky.
So think about this. Think about this. We're coming up to the 2020 election, and what are Democrats known for? Basically, looking for open borders, full-term abortions, the Green New Deal, Medicare for all. You know, that's quite a bunch of...
And anti-Semitism.
And anti-Semitism, exactly right. Those are the big five. It's like the big five animals in the jungle. You know, they're going to eat them alive.
Yes, I was in South Africa giving a speaking tour a year ago, and it was the big five. Yeah,
exactly.
The rhino and the giraffe and the
lions.
Lions and I think leopards, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Very cool. The big five. I like it. Liz Peek has identified the big five of the Democratic Party. And they aren't lions. They're just liars. Liz Peek, columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Follow her Twitter at Liz Peek, P-E-E-K. Hey, Liz, thanks for your commentary today. Appreciate it.
I really enjoy being with you. Take care.
Thanks, Liz. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. When we come back, we'll have lots more for you. It's the top of hour two. So I'm going to go off on the Democratic Party again. Root Rant, coming up next.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
92.